वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Thank you.
Experienced by everyone. Shamaha, Mahi, Karmataha, from acting in some way, Atmanaha, of the soul, life, and being, Bhakti, of one who is carrying the alcohol, Bhakti, of one who is moving. Just like that, yatha, as much as asatana, it's something that is not an actual fact. Buddha of water, anayana adi, of bringing and other such thoughts. Abhava, from the absence. Samudaha, based on evidence. Ishtaha, respect. Yavahar Mahatma, phenomena. Translation and purpose of his mind is the Shibatim Prasanna. You have said, I am not fatigued from labor. Although the soul is different from the body, there is fatigue because of bodily labor. And it appears to be the fatigue of the soul. When you are carrying the palanquin, there is certainly labor for the soul. This is my conjecture. You have also said that external behavior exhibits between the master and the servant is not factual. But although in the phenomenal world it is not factual, products of the phenomenal world can actually affect things. It is visible and experienced. As such, even though material activities are impermanent, they cannot be said to be untrue. This is a discussion of impersonal Mayavad philosophy and the practical philosophy of Vaishnava. The Mayavad philosophy explains this phenomenal world to be false. But Vaishnava philosophers do not agree. They know that the phenomenal world is a temporary manifestation, but it is not false. A dream that we see at night is certainly false, but horrible dream certainly affects the person seeing it. The soul's fatigue is not factual, but as long as one is immersed in the illusory body conception, one is affected by such false dreams. When dreaming, it is not possible to avoid the actual facts, and in the conditioned soul is forced to suffer due to his dream. The water path is made of the earth and is temporary. Actually, there is no water. There is simply earth. However, as long as the water pot can contain water, we can use it in that way. It cannot be said to be absolutely false. Om Jnana Pirandasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chatsur Mekam Nishna Tasmi Sri Guru Nama Shri Chaitanya Devam,
Said, I am not perfect from you. Although the soul is different from the body, that is perfect because of the body we live in, and the fitness to be affected of the soul. When you are getting the pardon, that is certainly level for the soul. This is my conjecture. You have also said that external behavior exhibits between the master and servant is not factual. Although in the phenomenal world it is not factual, the product of the phenomenal world can actually affect this. That is visible and experience, as much even though material activities are impermanent, they cannot be said to be factual. So the profile clarifies this conversation. Transcendental knowledge about himself is called Cognizant Science. It's different from the activities or the results of the activities, where the absolute truth about the personality of God is given. Unless and until one performs that activity in consciousness, one cannot become God. Otherwise, so Prabhupada in the Bhagavad says that the person who knows the goal of life, that is transcendental in nature, namely impersonal, or even because of his consciousness, it doesn't mean if the person knows the goal of life, but yet he is acting for the sake of being goodness for others, he is still bound by the laws of karma, and he is called a karma. He is attached to the pace of activities, so he is called Kamiyogi. Similarly, if a person knows the goal of life, that is the ultimate destination, but still, his goal is devoid of the knowledge of the personality of God, and he is meditating on the localized aspect of God. Is called Jnana Yoga. But he is not necessarily acting in this process. So both are getting partial result, not full result. The Mayavadi's conjecture is that in Bhagavad Gita, either by Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, that is a mistake. We have to make a very distinct division, separation between Vaishnava theology is based on Krishna consciousness. We taking Krishna's consciousness and making it our own consciousness. Because we are part of God. And such guidance is given. Paramatma is giving that guidance, but yet we remain aloof from worshiping the Supreme Personality of God, who will not be the same business. The highest result is achieved by Yoginam of the Sarvesham, the Kataranjava, the Dhavan, the Dhimam Sarvesham. This is our union. We have to develop Krishna's consciousness. Because we are part of consciousness. It is not our own consciousness that we have to attain. This is the foundation upon which the distinction has to be. So here, Maharaj is trying to make the subject of the soul taking effect from the subject which is observed by the body. And he calls his head Yavaharamanda means the practical experience that everybody does through the material sense of observation. And that is to be preaching. The distinction between the fact, if it is temporary, we do not negate. But at the same time, it cannot be taken as a point of. Just like this phenomenon that we call life has been conceived and sustained at the entry of the laws. So all the manifestations are temporary, and temporary manifestations have to be recognized. Yes, they are temporary, but temporary has a distinct essence itself. It cannot be taken as false, neither it can be taken as real. Is what Asato Mukhe Aruna Aru Mukhe Asat. Ubhayorapi Drashto Antatya Dakshi. Tattva Dakshi means the secrets of the truth. To realize that for the one that is impermanent, it cannot endure. Permanent will endure. Because it has neither beginning nor end. So, this is very clearly explained in the Bhagavad-gita, yet people want temporary experience to be true. Actual means rupam. Actual means rupam. And this rupam is attached to the word absolute truth. Satyameva jayate mahandra. The absolute truth is always victorious, but it is actual. The one which is temporary, relative truth, then it is anuruta, means temporary, appearing, disappearing, then it is not applicable. Factual means a reality which is distinguished from temporal. Therefore, for the real, there is no cessation, and for the unreal, there is no temporal. This is the definition. Now, this is the consciousness because of the experience. Now, Ahuja is filling a kind of logic that is. He said, when you say, therefore, I am very just to be telling you, and yet he is arguing on the basis of his false knowledge. And he says, oh, you say, I am not fitting from the labor. The soul is not fitting from the labor. But apparently, there is fatigue for the body, and the soul experiences. So why do you deny it? The soul is not the soul is experiencing of other living entities' fatigue. What is all? Other living entities are cells. It's composed of body. They work hard for fulfilling our desires. We are the master of the body. The master is said that he is greater. So why should he take the things? The next word Prabhupada explains that I'm a slave when an accident happens and the driver comes out and starts going, oh, you hit me. But this is due to the attachment with the matter. This attachment is the root cause of suffering. And this matter is composed of three most material nature, which are sattvagun, rajagun, and tamogun. So, all the time our experiences are through the medium of the three material modes, and we think we belong to them and we associate. So his transcendental nature, even though it is covered by the laws of material nature, he has nothing to do with the laws. Why he becomes attached to his experience. So, Krishna philosophy is very, very powerful, and all the sequences of this are now arguments. Very tricky. And Prabhupada appreciates the trick. And look, this is the vocabulary. They are very clear. But we have to know this entire chapter at the end of this chapter. Prabhupada takes very care of the chosen one. So, all the Prabhupada says that Mayavad philosophy explains this phenomenal world to be false. Brahma Satya Chaitanya. But Vaishnavas do not believe this. They know that phenomenal world is temporary manifestation, but it is not false. You don't use it. You can't take it to the world. It is temporary. It gives a glimpse, and then it is going to pass away. So, it is like a dream. A dream that we see at night is certainly false, because there is no actual existence of it. It is dreaming. It is a transient experience of the thoughts that develop in our mind. They come in permutation and combination of each other and make a completely new experience. But in the dream state, as long as we are dreaming, we will be okay. When the dream is over, let us just feel that there was nothing in this world. Simply, that we will see it in the next week. It was not real. But so we are willing to just to let the dream come true. So, the soul's fatigue is not factual. But as long as one is immersed in the illusory bodily conception, one is affected by such false beliefs. So, these boons and the association with the laws of material nature is to be eradicated by cultivating the effect of the product of the three modes of material. combinations. The body is made up of the minerals of nature. So, material nature is making us dance again. All the karmas are imposed by the three modes of material nature and we are forced to be in that way. And therefore, for varnas and for ashramas, because we are forced, it's not practice to make us. Every embodied soul has to go through the experiences of the three modes of material nature. They're all binding, and they're all making him like a perfect dancer. So, Karan Purasangas, the cause is the association of the modes of material nature that will even be acquired. Repeated birth in such journey and such from perpetual. But how to get rid of the sun? Sangatya is Guru Sangatya. And that can be promoted by selecting our association with them. All the time it has been required to associate with the sun. On gross level, we know that we are known by the company we keep. But on the subtle level, yes, the kind of modes you are associating with. So, the idea is that, the modes of material nature are very powerful, and therefore to subdue them, one has to go through Vaidhi Bhakti, not Raghavan Bhakti. And that is Vaishnava words. While those who want to bypass, they come short, they become like a bypass. Rajan is telling that because the soul is still encased in the body, therefore the body protects the soul. So he uses the explanation that bodily labor is the cause of working. Bodily labor means who is working hard? The cells of the body. The individual living entities that compose our tissues and organs. They labor. So, therefore, but it appears to be the fatigue of the soul, because the soul is thinking it is the body. Sometimes we say, oh, I have a headache. And the cells in my head is feeling some kind of pain. But how do I say, I have a headache? In the degree of our attachment to our body, we so this is counteracting every phase of philosophy has been scrutinized. So, Prabhupada So, the soul splitting is not factual. Soul splitting is not factual. As long as one is immersed in the illusory bodily concept, one is affected by such false dreams, or such fatigue. When dreaming, it is not possible to avoid actual facts. Because the person is in ignorance, in instinct, he doesn't have any control. And the dreams come in because the mind is restless, and mind is a reservoir of all sense and perceptions of previous experience, maybe the same day, or some older time, or maybe of the past one. But nonetheless, these thoughts are coming by permutation and combination at random, and they are appearing as dreams. This dream is temporary. Person living in temporary phase is experiencing in ignorance, is experiencing in temporary. Means, it's an inverted. Two things, negative, cannot make positive. Person is in ignorance. Is having a negative understanding. And the dreams, because of the mind's previous experiences in that little temple. So, actually, it has nothing to do with the present situation, even though he is living or he exists, but because he is in ignorance, he is forced to sleep. He is forced to sleep. So, the imposition of the mother nature to make him come to the ignorant state is not going to make him realize that justice is true. Many a time, even is one to say or interpret about the dreams. If the dreams in a vacant situation is equivalent to the dream in sleeping, and some people can, but that is only possible in the transcendent moment. A devotee remains in complete consciousness, and if he dreams about your profile and complete consciousness activities, then there is something to understand. Yes, but generally, the dreaming person remains under ignorance of the material experience, the phenomenal experience, and that comes as random. How that can become factual? So the soul takes to the body. If the body is fitting, my soul has to take the credit. So, the water part is made up of part of this temple. The body is also called the part, because this male people use the philosophy of Ghatas Pata. Ghatas means the body, and Spata means broken. The space in the water part is separated by the wall of the water part, which is made of water. So, they say, the spirit soul pervading within the water part, when the water part will break, it will merge into the space. So, it is not separate. Individuality left, he is. So, Brahman Satya, actually the one, the love of God is what? Love of God is what? The willingness. No, but they will use this as if it is not correct. So I should help that is explaining. The love of God made up of is temporary manifestation. Actually, there is no water pot. It was only earth. That is the primary existence. This is a manifestation. However, as long as the water pot can contain water, as long as it was containing the space, the air, the water, the utility aspect, we can use it in that. It cannot be said to be absolutely false. It was temporarily existing. It cannot be equated like Bible says it is false. Transformation from one element to another cannot be said false. It may be temporary. Would you call what she was false? Is also manifestation, transformation, prolongation. Just like that the body of a devotee is manifestation, a phenomenal manifestation, but being thing, the body cannot be utilized in realizing absolutely. The body is the vehicle, is a carrier to help us to reach the level of life if we engage in transcendental. So even though it's a temporary manifestation, it is not false, because it helped us to achieve the highest goal of life, going to God. While that is a useful thing in the Bible, they think that Brahma Satyam Jagan Nitya, I will reach everything that is with me. Prabhupada would explain that if Krishna would have given a thousand things, I would get money which Krishna all the way to utilize in Krishna. But if you go to the Mayavadi, he says, no, I don't touch even money. This is Maya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Nitya. Money is Nitya. No.
Think to myself, what do you
do? How would you go about it? So this is cheating. So the idea is that we have to be very clear in this argument that I mean, clearly put in the mouth of the Lord. So, in order to make us understand that there's no theology in the Word speak, so anybody has any questions?
Thank you.
reposition. That is the Bhagavad Gita. It is true. What Brahma has experienced is that even though he is the incarnation of mortal passion, yet he said, Sattvaram, Vipa Sattvam, Shukta Sattvam, Govinda Madhya. Yes, it's possible.
My